Well, the biggest piece we cut, I believe, was 32 foot long, and it was 12 by 14. It was just all the mill would hold to get that through it. And it would take a mighty big log to cut a piece of lumber that big. And
what was the machinery like to cut this thing?
Oh, it was a big circular saw. I guess the circular saw was about 6 foot tall. And then the carriage, it had a... One man rode that carriage and all the time. See, he would sit in the seat and turn the back log. And then the front log was always held itself in.
Now, how many, describe that with the different logs and all on the machine.
Well, a cable pulled it. A cable would pull it each way. It would run past the saw and then back each time and just back through like that. A cable on a drum would pull it through each way.
On
a revolving cable. It was kind of like a... It twisted like that, then twisted like that.
To the left and to the right?
Huh? Yeah, twisted to the right, twisted to the left, and then it would pull. It pulled the cage back through the saw. And then when we got to order fill, the railroad inspector would come by again and he'd take his hammer and put his seal on the stuff he'd pass. But...
Was it a real hammer?
Oh yeah, a real hammer with his own seal on it. It'd have his mark on it. And like they said on the Seaboard Coastline, he'd have a SAL on there.
What does it stand for?
Not back to Seaboard Airline Railroad. That's where the coastline joined up. It was Seaboard Airline. And,
is that the big one around here?
Yeah, one of the big sellers. That's what run through here. And
when did that start? One of the big buyers.
But they usually paid more than anybody else for the lumber. It had to be real good. And it was always odd size. And you always try to get something that would pass, because when the buyer come back, and they would have over 3 or 4 pieces thrown out, because most of it was already good. And this big piece, the 32-foot piece, they used it in building trestles. That is, wooden railroad bridges. It would probably be treated after it left here, but we would sell it to them green. It would be seasoned in the yard.
Any special treatment for that?
No, not here. And then,
They took it someplace else to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they used to do or how they used to do it?
Well, I imagine it was creosoted after it left here. But, there was no plant being as creosoted anywhere around through here. They probably had their own plant. And there's a big creosote plant in Valdosta. It still is. But, I think they deal mostly in poles down there. And then we cut some telephone arms. And then we cut some...
What's telephone arms?
That was just the old cross arms on telephone poles. Mm-hmm. They were... I believe they were about 4x6s.
You used to make the poles too? Or?
No, they couldn't have poles, because... Pole plants, they operate independent of this. And we cut some cross ties, saw cut them, for the railroad. And years ago, we used to hand cut cross ties around here. Just
how was that done?
Niggas with broad axes would chop them out. You probably see them chopped out like that.
Yeah.
You'd chop them out.
What's a
so much a tie?
What's a broad axe?
Well, a broad axe would be an axe with a wide blade on it. I guess the blade run. I guess between 10 and 12 inches. Be flat.
That's pretty big.
And, they would take a pine or a cypress log and square it up to about